Out of tragedy comes a will to do better in the future. In January 2015, two promising young stars of the U.S. ski team, Ronnie Burlek and Bryce Astle, were free skiing when suddenly they were swept away by an avalanche in Solden, Austria. A year later, the Brass Foundation was formed to help create a legacy of change in the culture of avalanche safety. In the studio, I have the parents of Bryce Astle, Laura and Jamie. They presented at yesterday's Park City Rotary Club. They join me now in the studio. Good morning.
Morning.
So BRASS is an acronym for Bryce and Ronnie Snow Safety. That was something, what, that you guys and their family kind of came up with as a way to honor the boys?
Bryce and Ronnie Avalanche Snow Safety.
Okay. Why was this something your family wanted to do?
Well, what we learned through this whole process is that the coaches that take various kids from probably age 14 all the way through the U.S. ski team, they don't necessarily have any snow safety training. So that was a shocker to us. And so this is one of the things that BRASS is doing is to make sure that coaches have the appropriate training.
Yeah, and that was something I think you learned after, and we were talking about off air, was just the knowledge of how different things are here in the States compared to in Europe.
Yeah, so in the United States and North America, if you go to a ski resort, you are skiing in a controlled environment. In Europe and other places in the world, for example, where the boys were, if you ski off of a groomed run, 1 inch, you're skiing in, even though you're right in the middle of the ski resort, you're skiing in an out-of-bounds or an uncontrolled environment. So in the case with most people, they're going to go skiing. Chances are they're not going to look at an avalanche report. If you're going to go to Park City or Deer Valley or something like that, you just go ski. Well, surprise, you ski off of a groomed run in Europe, you're skiing in an uncontrolled environment. And that is information that the boys did not receive.
And that's the name of the film, Off Piste, Tragedy in the Alps. So it's a 13-minute film that you're making available to anybody who wants to use it?
Yes, and the video is really meant to grab you by the neck and shake you and open your eyes. And so the more people that see this video, it's going to save lives, flat out, because it'll grab you.
Yeah, so it's basically a recreation of the search and rescue for the boys?
It's really two parts. It's a reenactment of what happened, kind of toned down a little bit to protect the innocent. And then it's also kind of an educational type of a movie that gives you an idea of what you need to know before you go out and go skiing in an area that's not controlled.
Yeah, in the film, there are some of the best ski racers in the world featured in the film. Why do you think that was important that they be included? I mean, the voices are, Ted Ligety, Michaela Schifrin, I think even Bodie Miller and Steve Nyman.
Well, so most of, especially in the racing world, so you have skiers at that level that they maybe have never skied off of a groomed run in their lives. So they could be great skiers, but that doesn't mean that they know what they're doing in the backcountry. So when you take Bryce, well, Bryce was quite possibly was the next Ted Ligety. He was the top junior technical skier in North America, and still had 30 pounds of muscle to put on. But he grew up skiing powder, not skiing groomed runs. So those people that are in there, it's good because of name recognition. And so they see those people. But all levels from the top skier in the world down to a young kid, they need to have this. They need to be aware. And you may think that your supervision knows what they're doing. Well, they may not.
So what's the reaction been to the film?
Oh, we've had, in 2 days, we had almost a million viewers. That was just in a very short time. So the more that it gets out, the better. It's going to save lives. It's a big thing. We had the Alta Ski Patrol tell me that they wanted something that was kind of like red asphalt back in the days. Well, this comes close in the ski world.
Yeah. Lord, is something you want to add about this process?
Since all these kids are going over to Europe to race, one thing that they should take note of, and their coaches, is that these boys were in a level 3 avalanche danger level. And nobody should be off a groomed run without a coach. I mean, without a professional guide and without a beacon, shovel, and probe inside the resort also. So if you go off that groomed run and and so they need those items with them.
Yeah. Last month, we opened the World Cup season again in Solden. Mm-hmm. And what was it that they had done there? Because apparently some unveiling.
Oh, yes. Steve and Cindy were over there, the Burlaks. Their son was an amazing downhill skier, Ronnie. And they honored the boys with a big reception. And there was a memorial placed on the side of the hill on the run they passed away on. And now it's being mitigated regularly. And all the signs in Solden are now in English. And a lot of them have their photos. They were very, they care a lot, and they're making those changes. So it's very nice.
Yeah. It's taken you guys, though, a while to get to this point where you can even, right, make something good out of this?
Yeah. Yes. And so that's, I think that's probably the most important thing. And Bryce, it would really make him happy to know that he's saving lives. So, that's a good thing out of it.
Yeah. So again, the film is available for free to be used as people wish, or do they need permission?
Absolutely.
No.
We're sending it to all the avalanche educators out there across the world. It's this video is viral in Germany, Japan, South America, and especially the U.S. and Canada. So they're welcome to use it. Everyone is welcome to use it and share it and spread that education.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm not a computer literate person, but somehow I pressed some button and it showed where it was shared. And I'm talking China, Japan, South America, Australia, New Zealand, all over Europe, Canada, United States. It was amazing. I mean, it is spread all over.
So yeah, we hired Tom Kelly. He was the media expert for the U.S. ski team for the last 35 years, and he's been very helpful in helping us get this educational video off and out. Yeah. And he's done a fantastic job with all these viewings we've had.
So any other project that the foundation plans to do?
Yes, we are setting up avalanche classes for a lot of the ski clubs and big mountain clubs, and we're basically just helping, we're setting them up. So if anybody needs, you know, anything, you can go to our Brass Foundation website and reach out to us, and that's where you can find the video.
Basically, brassfoundation.org is okay.
One of the things that Tom talked about, which we'll put on the webpage, which seems like a really good idea, is a schedule. So there's 23 different avalanche training centers in the United States. And so what we're going to do is put something on Brass that's basically a schedule, so you can get on the Brass webpage, and then you can see who's presenting classes when and where. So if you're in someplace over in Colorado or something like that, you can get on there and find out who's teaching where and when.
Okay. Well, again, as I started off, I mean, out of tragedy comes something good. So congratulations to you for getting this off the ground.
Thank you.
You bet.
That's Jamie and Laura Astle with the Brass Foundation.